And now this is a dictation for Nancy Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, August 11:45. And we are going to address as a letter to Dr. Tarumaraja, T-H-A-R-U-M-A-R-A-J-A-H, 772-6784. Dear colleague, a follow-up for Mrs. Lewis, who has chronic kidney disease, prior exposure to lithium, underlying bipolar disorder, last visit in January, comes accompanied with husband. There was recently psychiatry ward admission. Per patient, they thought it was more effect of medication, tramadol, delirium, unquestioned seizures, hallucinations, not truly manic attack. She, however, is going to discuss with psychiatry, Dr. Lathia, L-A-T-H-I-A in Bay City, about going back to lithium. A number of medications has not helped. There has been frequent nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, bleeding, no diarrhea, blood melena, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, problems of insomnia, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Norvasc. For blood pressure, chemistry is in the emergency room, July 28, normal white blood cell, mild anemia, 10.6, normal platelet count, creatinine at 1.4, which for her is baseline between 1.3 and 1.5. Mild metabolic acidosis, 21, normal potassium, glucose, sodium, normal albumin, calcium, magnesium, liver function test not elevated, GFR 36, stage 3B, pro-BNP not elevated, normal TSH. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, bipolar disorder, next number, prior lithium exposure, next number, recent question delirium, effect of medication tramadol, hallucinations, question seizure, next number, CKD stage 3, next number, anemia without external bleeding, no EPO treatment indication. Next paragraph, normal sodium, nothing to suggest diabetes insipidus or polyuria. Next paragraph, hypertension today in the office, 160 over 60. Otherwise, rest of the physical exam, skin, mucosal, lymph nodes, respiratory, cardiovascular within normal limits. This blood pressure, however, is isolated one. I'm not going to adjust medications until she has better psychiatry problems control. Next number comments, patient understands that exposure to lithium is a high risk for nephrotoxicity, even following levels, and any preventive measures will not necessarily protect her from lithium nephrotoxicity. At the same time, she is very concerned day-to-day well-being, very stressful for family when she is in the psychiatry unit. So we'll see what psychiatry has to say and if there is any further alternative from what they already has tried and apparently failing. End of dictation.